Washington swamp gets murkier every day. Our brain-dead alleged president, a criminal, individual who took bribes from communist China, Ukraine, Russia, someone who's responsible for negligent homicide in Afghanistan, killing 10 innocent Afghan allies and their young children with a drone strike because he wanted to look tough after his negligence caused the death of 13 GIs, our heroes, at Kabul airport and pulling out of Afghanistan precipitously. This individual now has classified documents. He was exposed. And those classified documents, you can bet, are much more significant than anything that President Trump may have in Mar-a-Lago. They deal with Ukraine, they deal with China, they deal with Russia. He's also now tied up in a scandal with the University of Pennsylvania in my birthplace of Philadelphia, a school I never wanted to go to. Frankly, I thought it was just a bunch of hippies at the time in the late 60s. It's really a messed up place, a leftist bastion of corruption. But apparently they've been laundering money for the Biden family from China now for years. So it is really, really thickening around Joe Biden's neck. The problem is this, is that although the Republicans in Congress are promising justice, they can't bring about justice. They're lying to the American people, particularly McCarthy. This was his selling point to become speaker. Of course, he's already said he's not going to impeach Biden, which is one reason why the Democrats love him. It's why CNN and MSNBC were all, in fact, advocating for him to become speaker. He was their guy. And Fox News as well, the establishment at Fox News, people like Karl Rove, who've cut all kinds of deals with McCarthy to enrich himself even more because contracts will flow to Karl Rove and all these lobbyists. That notwithstanding, because the Republicans don't control the Justice Department, the Biden Gestapo of the Justice Department, which marches on, it'll just be a dog and pony show, any hearings on Capitol Hill. It'll be entertainment. Entertainment for people that used to enjoy listening to Rush Limbaugh or now enjoy listening to Sean Hannity, any of these people who sit there on their couch and do nothing with regard to restoring the vision and creation of our founding fathers, other than are entertained by the likes of Sean Hannity, Fox News, and before that, Rush Limbaugh. This country will have no justice coming out of our government. It will have no justice with regard to what's going on with the 87 million IRS agents, 87,000 IRS agents, right, that are coming online that the Democrats voted to happen during the next several years. McCarthy is boasting today that they passed legislation in the House of Representatives to repeal those 87,000 IRS agents that are being sent to terrorize you and your family and to keep your mouth shut so you don't criticize the leftist takeover of this country. Well, it just so happens that the Democrats control the Senate, thanks to the Republican losses in the midterm elections. And Biden, even if they tried to repeal that, would veto any such legislation. These are the lies that are being told to you by the Republican establishment led by Kevin McCarthy. The bottom line is this: you have no government. And you can even see that today with the transportation system, the airlines. The system went down, it collapsed, as our LGBTQ transportation secretary spends more time with his male wife than actually doing his job as Secretary of Transportation. I'm talking about little Pete Buttigieg. This is where we are, as I say, over and over again. You have no government. You have political parties that only represent their own interests, not the American people. The Democrats are pure evil. They're socialists, they're communists, they're atheists, radicals of every group. And the Republicans simply are a money-raising enterprise to acquire power. And then when they get that power, they do little to nothing. And then they lie to the American people, telling them that this is what we're going to do. I'm getting all these emails this morning. Give us money. We're going to have a committee that looks into the Justice Department and what it's been doing. We're going to do this because we're dealing with 87,000 IRS agents. They can't do anything as long as Biden is president, and as long as the Democrats control the Senate, it just becomes entertainment. And that's the subject of my book before this one. It was called It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. It's just become a scandal industry. groups saying, oh, I'm getting documents. Look what we learned. Who cares what you learned if there's no justice? Take the documents and hang them on the wall or put them where the sun don't shine. We need justice. And that's why I want you to go to freedomwatchusa.org. Join our Justice League, freedomwatchusa.org. Contribute with tax-deductible contributions. Our citizens' grand juries, our citizens' trials are holding the Bidens accountable for their bribery. Our citizens' grand juries and citizens' trials are holding Fauci accountable for killing 6 million people worldwide with his criminal negligence and turning over the seeds of COVID-19 to a communist Chinese military lab in Wuhan that was experimenting with bioweapons, frankly, as we do at Fort Detrick. It actually began there. And that's why our government has covered it up, because we're complicit in COVID-19 and all the variants and all the viruses that are out there today as well. Our government is dishonest to the core. It is corrupt. And both political parties perpetrate that corruption. So it is time for the American people to rise up. We need a new government, not a new nation. We need to declare independence again. We need to take immunity away from federal officials and federal judges. They need to be held accountable under the same rule of law that we are held accountable. And we need to prosecute the criminals in Washington, D.C. Let the court jesters and criminals in Congress commit crimes against each other. Let the judges do the same thing, the federal judges. There's some good judges, there's a few. There's many state good judges because they're accountable, they're elected. And when we retool our Constitution to require federal judges to be elected and not appointed with bribery, campaign contributions, and other perks, perhaps we can begin to clean up the mess that we've created. Our country is on its knees. It's gasping for air. It's almost dead. It's getting worse. And we have a president of the United States who, just short of the Clintons, I think he's probably at the same level in my lifetime, is the biggest criminal ever to occupy the office of the presidency. And how did he occupy it? Undoubtedly through fraud, much like Lula did, the new president of Brazil. Brazil got into office with fraud. Yes, the people rose up on January 6th. Yes, they rose up in Brasilia the other day, in Brazil. What other choice do we have? And those January 6th protesters did so peacefully and legally over and over and over again. But they're being thrown in prison, forced into making confessions they don't want to make. We no longer live in a country that was envisioned by our founding fathers. We are little better than Iran or North Korea or Russia. We are headed in the same direction. And just like those countries, we're under the domination of the left. Not just the ultra left, but the left. The left is pure evil. It wants to not only destroy us in terms of our body politic, it is destroying our youth by teaching them perverted ideologies, sick ideologies, which are contrary to the word of God. And if you think God is just sitting there watching, playing patty cakes and not reacting, you've got another thing coming. If you believe in God, you cannot believe that he's sitting there inactive, watching our kids being destroyed with perverted ideologies and sexual persuasions. So I ask you, the American people, rise up. Join us at Freedom Watch. We're not afraid. We don't just get documents. We bring hard-hitting cases. We try the guilty. We hold them accountable. And our Third Continental Congress, which you can see at freedomwatchusa.org, and I write about it in my new book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America, is setting up a new government with new political parties. Forget about what we've got today. Throw it out. Throw it in the trash. It's worthless. It's simply entertainment. Well, I'm not entertained. I want my kids and grandkids to grow up in a world that was envisioned by our founding fathers and created on July 4th, 1776. I'll be back tomorrow with another special podcast. Until then, remember, the Father and Son will only help us if we help ourselves. Please contribute to our cause. We need the resources to get bigger. We are your only Justice Department. You have none other. The only one else that's out there is a Gestapo, which is persecuting people.